Hey guys, welcome to the Morning Commute Tech Money Talks. Doing another Instagram live video. So, keeping it going. Yesterday was actually pretty cool and got me motivated. Let me turn this music down. Got me motivated. You guys got me motivated. So, I'm excited. I think yesterday's episode was really productive. And actually, it was so good that I extracted it and put it out there as a podcast because I'm picking that up. But like I said before, I've been heads down building out this, what I call the QA Qualified Blueprint. It's a course to get people from start to finish, step by step, entering a career as a software tester. And I've been now getting narrow, laser focus on this topic, and it's been awesome. With that, I haven't been able to work as much as the content producing, the Instagram episode videos that I've been doing, the podcast, things like that. But now that I'm close to wrapping up the course and it's ready for beta release, we got some people already going through it. It's exciting. And we're doing great things, and it's going to help a lot of people. That's my goal, is to help a lot of people to get an awesome career. And I call it Cashflow 101 Technology Edition, which is basically this. With a technology focus, step number one, earned income. Have a career. I'm talking about a career, not a job. A career, earned income. And like I said, entry level is earning around $60,000 a year as a software tester. And that's basically $1,000 a week. And that's good for anybody that's just starting out. That's even good for people that are looking to make a career change. I mean, it's pretty huge. There was an example where there was an older person and he was asking, well, can I actually do it? Am I too old for this? And I'm telling you, you are not too old. You are not too old. So you can do this. And he was actually concerned because he was in a labor intensive job. And he was wondering, can I do this? Can I make a career change into a different job where it's not as labor intensive? Because now he's getting older. He actually had diabetes, and he was worried about, I think, because it was labor intensive, that the medication that he's going to have to take, he's not going to be able to perform some of the same labor intensive job functions. So he's looking right now to make a career change. And he caught wind of what I was talking about career change, talking about it's not too late, you can do it, whether if you're young or old. And so he's going through the program. It works. I'm telling you, it works. And yesterday's episode, if you caught wind, I talked about one of the core secrets to getting experience, to getting your foot in the door as a software tester. And it's so cool when I really dove into it. I was just like, wow, imagine you can get paid to learn, paid to build your experience that you add to your resume, and you're getting paid to do that. And that's through a term that's called crowdsource testing. So it's one of those computer jargon that one of the terms, the buzzwords, that basically means, I call it the Uber of testing. So if you know about Uber, you can be a driver. Somebody needs a ride, you can be a driver, give them a lift to a destination, and then you get paid for it. It works the same way in software testing, which is a company, Fortune 500 companies, need somebody to test their website, their e-commerce site, their app, anything like that, and they look for testers. So you step up as a tester and you perform a test. You find a bug, you reproduce a bug, you validate those things. Each test is worth a little cheddar cheese. So you get to make money while you're building experience. And it's so cool. When I saw that, I was just like, wow. And I'm plugging it into this blueprint as part of the process from start to finish, from learning the core skills that you need to validating the skills so that companies know that you know what you just learned. 3, which is building experience. And then 4, we update your resume and prepare you for the interview. And then also making sure you get what you're worth. There's so much to talk about. Oh my God. So there's another example where, and this is on the topic of getting what you're worth. So there's a section in the course that, that I label as, you know, how to make sure you're getting paid top dollar without looking like a money grubber, right? Most people, you know, once they go through the whole point of, you know, learning, you got the resume, your interview, and now it comes to the point of negotiating your salary. And this is where most people get uncomfortable. This is where most people are not prepared for. It's tough, right? I mean, I think, you know, subconsciously it's like, you know, you want to get paid what you're worth, and you want to get paid on the upper end of the market value instead of on the lower end. And everybody wants that, but nobody prepares for it. Nobody knows how to negotiate with confidence. And what happens? People get taken advantage of at that step because they're afraid to ask for what they're worth, and they don't know how to do it. So they don't know how to negotiate in a strategic way. They don't know the steps. It's simple. In the course, I teach how to do it. It's very simple. But most people don't. And what happens? The company gets them for bottom dollar prices. There was one guy, and this is why I said, oh my God. This is one guy. He replies to me and he's like, hey, you know, Brian, I've been a QA tester for a few years now, and I don't get paid that $60,000 that you're talking about. I get paid half that, like around $30,000. I'm just like, what? So I saw his profile. It's on Facebook. So I saw his profile and follow me on Facebook, Tech Money Talks. Search me up on Facebook, do a follow and a like. But anyways, I searched his profile, and he was based in Phoenix, Arizona. And in Phoenix, Arizona, I looked up his profile, and I said, all right, well, let me do a search in that area and see what he's actually worth as a software tester in Phoenix. So I did a search, and sure enough, it wasn't $60,000. He was right. It was $65,000. So $65,000 entry level. It wasn't even like somebody with 3 years experience. It was entry level. And so I took a screenshot and I sent it back to him. And I can only imagine like his jaw dropping him. And he was still sort of in disbelief because we had a conversation back and forth about it. But he was in disbelief. So the point that I was trying to get at is that, one, knowing what you're worth. Like, since I started talking about technology jobs, careers, and making money online, that sort of thing, the growth of the salary has increased over the last year. When I first started talking about this and I looked up the average starting salary, I said, was around $50,000. Now it's close to about 1 year later. Actually, it is about 1 year later. And it's now about $60,000. And I look up in his location, his was $65,000. So the trend is going up. And there's other episodes where I talk about, you know, why is it going up? In short, because there's so much demand and there's not enough supply, meaning not enough qualified people that have the technology skills to perform the job, that the ones that do have the skills and the ones that do have the job are worth more because there's more companies wanting those resources. So you become valuable. I called it like, imagine you picked up all these hot technical skills, and now imagine you're like the hottest girl in the room because every company, you know, wants to pick you up, wants you to work for them. And that's a cool feeling. So you pick up the skills, you build the experience, and you can build the experience with what I said related to the crowdsource testing, and you're getting paid while you're building experience. So you're doing real tests for Fortune 500 companies. You got like Best Buy. I did a video where H&M, different sites like that are real companies that need real testers to do the work, and you can do that as you're building your experience. And guess what? That's now experience that you can add to your resume. And we show you how to do that in the QA Qualified Blueprint. We actually have templates, so resume templates and resources there that we're going to structure the resume, and we're going to prep you for the interview. We got even cheat sheets, the common question and answers for the interview. So how to properly do that, how to be prepared, how to negotiate the salary. It's all there in that blueprint, and people are taking advantage of it. I'm so excited about it. I'm really close to wrapping it up. It's in beta release right now. So if you're interested, drop me a note and ping me about it. And I'll see if I can include you in. I only have it for a limited group. But once it's finished and polished, I'm going to be in marketing mode. And then this product is going to be in release mode. And it's no longer going to be at a beta price or an early bird price. It's going to be at full retail price. And I'm still working out the numbers there, but it's valuable, and I want to make sure people treat it as such, as valuable information. There's a whole psychology behind it. Basically, you know, if anybody wants to learn anything, you can find it out there for free, but people give value, they apply the same value subconsciously to that, right? So, if you find free information, that's pretty much how much value and accountability you're going to give to it. Well, I didn't invest anything, so it doesn't matter if I don't do it. That's our natural psychology that goes on. So I want people that are serious, that want to commit, make a career change, get your foot in the door, $60,000 entry level, $60,000, then it goes up. I mean, in 3 years, that person with 3 years experience should be approaching a six-figure income. I didn't even tell him that. I was just telling him, you know, entry level should be around 60, and he was making half that. So the companies are out there. They're smart. They're taking advantage. You know, they find the person. They come in, and they do this, you know, every week, right? They're trying to bring people in, and then when they get to the point where, like, okay, they make you feel like they're doing you a favor. So then they offer you, they give you a lowball offer, and this person accepted it. You know, that company's first offer is basically, you know what, let's cut it in half and see if he accepts it. And that person did, and he's been accepting it for 3 years. So you want to be smart about it. Along with the QA Qualified Blueprint, and this is what I didn't get to mention, is that we got a private community that's going to be there where we're all going to be communicating. We're all going to be on the same level. Like I said, the market changes. Over the past year, the market adjusted for entry level by $10,000. Who knew about it? That guy didn't. But you want to keep watch. So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about current job postings, trends, things like that. So there's going to be a community where we're going to be helping each other, uplifting each other, doing that. So that's going to be a part of it as well. One more exciting thing is that we're going to be doing live sessions. Not just like this, me doing Instagram live, but we're going to have, you know, live sessions for the private community where we're going to talk one-on-one. Let's find out where you're at specifically, and let's help you out with what situation you're stuck in, that sort of thing. So much to talk about. I'm so excited, but a lot of people are, you know, moving forward. So my focus, like I said, right now has been on the software testing career track. So we're building out. It's a career accelerator. Get yourself in. So if you're just starting out, you're looking to make that career change, it's helping out a lot of people. Now, if you are one that you already have a job, you're already good, and you're kind of listening or following along just for entertainment or to be motivated, I appreciate that. Help somebody else out. You probably know somebody that's maybe stuck in a dead-end job. You know, and there's a lot of people, right? There's people that even graduated with a 4-year degree, all to end up working in, you know, a retail or service-based job making just above minimum wage. And they're not working in the career related to their major. There's a lot of scenarios like that. I remember a lot of scenarios, and I've helped out personally a lot of people get into a technology career because I kept telling them, like, look, there's so much demand out here. Make a change. And they would say, well, you know, I'm not a coder, I'm not smart guru. There's all these myths and disbeliefs that I have to break down. And I do that. But what I want you to understand is that you don't have to be a coder. And that's why I'm focusing on this first career track, which is called the software tester, that you don't have to be a coder. You don't have to be a guru. And you don't have to be an expert in all this computer jargon that people seem to think because you're in a technology career. There's things that you do have to learn, so I'm not saying it doesn't take any skill, but when related to software testing, it makes use of most of the natural skills that we already have, and it's pretty awesome. So I'm excited about it. I hope you are. And the point I was trying to get at is that help somebody else that you know if they're struggling, or they could use a better job, career, things like that. Help them out. So if anything hits home, then if you can, you know, leave a comment and a review. I'd appreciate that. Share it with somebody that could use this information. Get them in touch with me. Things are happening, so I'm excited about it. We're doing great things, so I'm excited about it, and I hope you are too. All right, till next episode. Now I gotta head to my technology job, heading into Chicago. So, all right, guys, peace. So I want to thank you for listening to this episode of Tech Money Talks. I hope everything was helpful and thought-provoking and somewhat entertaining. If you want to learn more about this topic, please let me know so I know what to focus on in future episodes. My goal is to teach people how to make money with the opportunities that technology can bring. And if you like this episode, please show your support by subscribing, leaving an awesome review. And in the meantime, you can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. My tag name is Tech Money Talks. Thanks again. I'll talk to you in the next episode. Peace.